If you're on hold, you want to hang in there. But as promised, we are joined right now by a safety for the Buffalo Bills. Coming off a big game, 4 tackles and 2 sacks in that win over the Jets. On the season, 93 tackles, 5 INTs, 3 sacks. Only player in the league with 5 interceptions and 3 sacks. He was an All-American and a first-team All-Pac-12er at Oregon State. 218th pick overall back in 2013. Buffalo 11-6 on the season, and they're at home against New England Saturday, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on CBS. It's going to be a big week. Jordan Poyer is my guest. Jordan, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. I appreciate you for having me on, as always.
I really appreciate you doing it, as always. So let me ask you, I know you and the team have got some enormous goals for the season, but how does it feel to wake up this morning as AFC Eastern champs for a second straight year?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty special. You know, obviously, with everything, you know, that Buffalo's gone through the last 20, 30 years, to be able to bring it back-to-back AFC East champions, especially to do it at home. It's awesome. But, you know, obviously, job's not finished. I think you just said it. You know, New England coming back to the house, playoff game on Saturday night. I mean, what else do you want, you know? Just going to be an amazing atmosphere, and, you know, what a great opportunity for us.
Nothing better. Nothing better. In fact, Jordan, you hit on a few things I was going to ask you about, but let me just kind of circle back really quickly. The team had not won a division title at home since 1995. I mean, that's a crazy long time. That means there are season ticket holders who have been with the team for a quarter century who have never seen that happen. So what did it feel like, and what did it mean to be able to win that division at home in front of your fans, because it had been so long?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was 4 years old at the time, the last time they did it, so it was pretty surreal, you know, honestly, and I couldn't really put it into words at the time, you know, just the feeling, the atmosphere when the clock hit zero. You could see the fans hugging, people crying. You know, I did a lap around the stadium at the end just to show appreciation, man. I mean, not only these fans been through a lot, so it was cool to bring it back home and to do it at home. Like I said, it's hard to put into words, you know, the feeling, what it felt like, but you know, the job's not finished yet. Like I said, you know, it's a quick turnaround. You know, got to enjoy it for a good 12 hours or so, but, you know, got to get ready for a big one this weekend.
Jordan Poyer joining us. Huge one this weekend. Now, you said after the game, quote, "We bounced back from losses and tough losses where everybody counted us out. Everybody said that our defense couldn't do this, couldn't do that. The offense couldn't do this, couldn't do that." End of quote. I'm kind of curious, like, what were those points like in the season for you and for the rest of the team? Was there ever any worry that the season might slip away?
No, I mean, we've been here for 5 years. A lot of guys, you know, like the core guys that have been here for 4 or 5 years, kind of built this thing. And Sean and Bean and the Pagula has done a great job of bringing the right guys in, you know, the guys that be able to handle adversity. Because, you know, throughout a season, I think we've talked about this before, throughout a season, throughout games, you know, there's going to be adversity. There's going to be ups and downs. And you know, the ones that are the teams that are able to handle that adversity, to handle those ups and downs in the right fashion, you know, those are usually ones that are standing at the end. And so every team goes through it, and we got the right guys in the building to be able to handle and block out the outside noise. And, you know, obviously you hear it, you know, you hear it, guys obviously on social media all the time, you hear it, you know, defense can't stop the run, defense can't do this, can't do that. But, you know, we easily blocked the noise out and understood what we had to do, what we had to accomplish in order to, you know, to continue to strive for our goals. And you know, that's just what it's been all 5 years that we've been in Buffalo, and particularly this year.
Jordan Poyer joining us. In other words, it's a group that's built for it. It's a group that's got a lot of character and a lot of grit in that locker room. You know, Jordan, when you make the point that we block it all out, I accept that. I believe that. How much of that, though, do you block out? And then maybe how much of that do you convert into fuel and use that?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of cliche. But at the same time, that's exactly what it is. I mean, being who I am, I feel like I've been overlooked my whole entire life, and so I obviously use that fuel, that fire, in my preparation throughout the week, in my motivation throughout the week to, you know, in those long days and the days where, you know, maybe I don't feel like getting up, or maybe I don't feel like doing this or doing that, you know, those little niches, those can motivate you. And you know, especially, you know, as a defense, as a team, when we hear, you know, you know, this team can't do this, this team can't do that. You know, that motivates you, whether, you know, people want to say it's corny or whatever. You know, that does drive you, that does fuel you, and that does want to, you know, prove people wrong. And I think that's just what we've been doing. We've been building that culture here in Buffalo. You know, and like you said, people counted us out early in the season, but we just came to work, put our heads down and worked, and understood what we had to do, understand that we needed to execute, and just stuck together as a team, as a unit, and that's what we've been doing.
Jordan Poyer back on the program. You know, I'm curious, you and Micah Hyde typically speak to the media after games, but after yesterday's game, you brought the rest of the DBs in with you, including the jersey of Tre'Davious White. Why was that something that you wanted to make sure you did yesterday?
Yeah, because he's just as much of a part of this as anything. You know, we obviously, you know, I say it all the time in the media. You can't replace a guy like Tre'Davious White. You know, just a great player for us, great teammate, and he's a great friend. He's in the locker room still, getting treatment and stuff, but obviously wasn't there to celebrate with us yesterday after the game. You know, we just wanted to bring out all the guys and show, you know, that our group is a really close group of guys. You know, a lot of us have been together for 3, 4, 5 years now, and that's, you know, not many guys in college are even together that long, and so it's pretty special group that we've built, and you know, we just wanted to show that coming out there yesterday after the game.
Same thing is too, Jordan, the defense finished the season as the number one scoring defense in the league for the first time in team history. You're also the number one defense in yards allowed. Does it feel like this group is peaking at just the right time?
Yeah, you know, I think our team is peaking at the right time. Obviously, we got to continue to put the work in, but you know, just continue to stay confident in what we do, trust in our skills, trust in our instincts, trust in our coaching, and trust in our training, and just going out there and play. And you know, I think that's what we've been able to do these past 4 weeks, is just being able to go out there and just play free, not worry about the result. And, you know, we just want to continue to do that.
Jordan, I understand that you're team first, but as you point out, you feel like you've been overlooked your entire life. I mean, I can't believe we're still having this conversation, but you were a Pro Bowl snub yet again this year. How much does this bother you?
You know, I wouldn't say it bothers me. I think the people who know football know, and, you know, yeah. It's a hard question, Jim, you know, because I don't want to say it bothers me, but it does, you know, it pisses me off a little bit, I guess, yeah. You work hard at your craft, you work hard at what you do, you know, and, you know, you obviously want to be recognized, but at the end of the day, you know, things will play out the way they play out, and, you know, I'm not crazy worried about it, but, you know, it does piss me off, and it fuels me a little bit and wants me to, you know, continue to prove people wrong like I always have.
Yeah, I got no problem with that, Jordan. It pisses me off. It bothers me, and I'm me. It should bother you. It bothers me. It should bother you. I get that. I understand that. Listen, Nat, you've been through this a few times now, but for everybody listening, and it seems like it's so self-evident and so cliche, but just how different is the intensity of a playoff game versus a regular season game? What's that feel like? How different is that?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to explain. You know, it's just a whole different atmosphere, a whole different sense of urgency. A whole different mindset, you know. It's hard to explain, Jim, unless you're really in it, you know. Regular season games are one thing. You know, you used to talk about preseason games. Even preseason games going into regular season games is on a different level. But then, you know, regular season games going into the playoffs is a whole different level. You know, everybody's game is notched up a little bit. You know, game plans are really tight, and so. You know, you just want to be able to come out and execute the game plan to your best ability. And when the opportunities are there, you got to make the plays. And especially this time of year, it's going to come down to tackling, being able to tackle out in open space, especially in the cold weather. So it's going to be a fun atmosphere. You know, it's Buffalo at home at night. You know, you really can't beat it. These people are going to be out here crazy. They're going to be tailgating. They're probably already out there tailgating right now. I'm leaving the facility right now, so I can see some RVs probably still staying out there. So it's going to be fun. You know, we're excited about it.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, you did answer the question, but I was going to say, I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. A Saturday night home playoff game against the Patriots. You talked about the atmosphere, but if I were just to kind of follow up on that, what are you expecting from the Bills Mafia on Saturday night? How intense is that atmosphere going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be just absolutely electric. Like I said, I'm sure these fans are already out here tailgating and are parking their RVs already. I got family, everybody's coming out from, everybody's family's coming out. So it's going to be a pretty electric atmosphere. It's going to be one of them cold, wet nights. So Bills Mafia's going to be out there. We need you. If you're listening, we need you to be loud, man, because it's going to, we know you are, but we need you.
Well, they're showing up for it. They'll be ready. One last thought. You're going to face the Patriots on Saturday. They got you in your place. You got them in their place. Jordan, how much do those two games mean as you get ready for this one?
To be honest, I don't think they mean absolutely anything.
Right.
It's a whole different ballgame. You know what I mean? This is, I don't think those two games mean anything. We're going to see a different, Patriots team, but we're going to see a different mindset from them. They're going to see a different mindset from us. And so it's going to be one of them classic, legendary, football games that they're just going to go down in the book. So, we're excited about it, man. It's what a great opportunity for this community, for our team. Like you said, Bills versus Patriots, Saturday night, 8:15 in Buffalo, New York. It's going to be snowy. It's going to be cold. It's going to be wet. Okay, what else do you want to ask for? That's all you want in a football game.
I'll say it again. Nothing better. Nothing better than that. New England at Buffalo, Saturday, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Jordan, I appreciate you so much. I understand that was a huge game right there. You allowed yourself maybe 12 hours to enjoy it, and now you're already back at it, and you still found time to come on this show. So for that, I appreciate you very much. Thanks very much for doing that. Have a great week, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me on. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Jordan. Thank you very much. Appreciate you doing it. I mean that sincerely. I really appreciate that. He's starting off an enormous week and made it a point to come on the program. Bills at home against New England. Bills Mafia, have any of you started the tailgate yet? He just said, I'm leaving the facility. I see some RVs out there. That's an incredible thing. I mean, it's one thing to start that tailgate. For a Saturday night game, it's one thing to start that tailgate first thing Saturday morning. Maybe Friday night, right? Friday night for sure. It's Friday night. Or maybe you're really hardcore and you get that thing going and it's popping on Thursday. But would you really start a tailgate on Monday? Maybe. It is the Patriots. It is at home. It's going to be under the lights. The Mafia will be fueled. Can't wait for that one.